is. Okay, Perek Nuntes, Pasuk Yud Beis, Kirabu Fesha'inu, Pasuk is continuing to describe what is going to take place at this time of corruption, where Hashem Yishai complains to Chodesh Baruch Hu that we are, that Klal Yisrael is completely corrupt. And when there is corruption, then there is no mishpat. Then we are not going to be spared from the mishpat, from the troubles of the umos ha'olam. Let's go back even one pasuk. Nemek. Let's go back one pasuk. Neme chadubim kulanu v'chayonim hago neger. We cry out to Hashem. We cry out like bears. We moan. Actually, we cry out. We moan. We are in a state of tsar, like bears. Kulanu chayonim like doves hago neger. We chirp. Nekava la mishpat, we yearn if only someone will come to our cause and judge our enemies. The mishpat here means the umos olam, which are trying to cause us pain, and we call out to the League of Nations, to the umos olam. We call out to people, someone should help us and save us from our tormentors. But va'ayin, we yearn for mishpat, but there's no one is coming to save us. Li Yeshua, we yearn for salvation. Rochakam mimenu, but it is far mimenu from them. Mimenu from them, referring to Klal Yisrael. Why? Why is it that no one is coming to our aid to help us with our enemies? It's because we are corrupt. We have no one to blame but ourselves. Kirabu fishainu, our negder, our sins are great before you. V'chatoisenu unsabanu, our chatoim have testified against us. Ki fishainu itanu, our sins are with us. V'avoinoisenu yidanum, and we know our sins. In other words, we are thoroughly evil. Three different types of sins. We have four types. Pishainu, pesha, then chatoisenu. Then it says Nochma Pesha'enu Itanu is with us. It says Pesh Pesha second time, Va'avanesenu Yidanum, and we Yidanum, it's known. It is known to us what we have done. We recognize that we are sinners, and therefore that's why Kodesh Baruch Hu is not coming to save us, because we are not deserving of salvation. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Pashov V'Chachesh B'Hashem, we have transgression, lied against Hashem. V'Nosog Me'achar Elokeinu, we have turned backwards from our God. Daber Oshek V'Sara, we speak falsehood and lie. Sara, we turn away. Horo V'Hogo Milev Divrei Sheker. Horo me is an expression of we teach. Horo we teach. Lashon of horo to teach. Mora, teacher. So we not only do we speak sinfully, not only do we hate sinfully, we teach other people to follow in our evil ways. Horo viho vihogo. Hogo means we bring forth. We bring forth. We teach. And we bring forth milay from the heart, divrei shaker. We're sincere in our pursuit of evil. Pasuk yudal husago chor mishpat. And because of this, because of these sins that have been enumerated, pasuk yudbeis and pasuk yudgimel, that is why it has turned backwards. Husag means to turn. Ochor is backwards. Mishpat, judgment. We are in trouble. The umos olam are harassing us, and there is no one that's coming to take up our cause, to judge our enemies. Utztaka merachot tamod, righteousness stands far away from us. Ki choshlo v'rachov emes, and again here the pasuk continues to tell us again what our sins. It's midah k'neged midah, because in the streets among us there's no such thing as emes. Emes has fault, has stumbled. Unechocha means uprightness. Unechocha, uprightness, which parallels the word emes, lo sucha lovo, cannot come, because we have prevented. We are thoroughly corrupt. We do not allow things, society, to function in an upright way. That's why we suffer. Pasuk Tesvav, Atihihu emes nederes, emes has been abandoned, has been forsaken. The sormei ra, person that turns away from ra, mishtolel, is viewed as a fool. Anyone that turns away from evil, his view, mishtolel, means foolish, is considered to be foolish. Vayar Hashem sees, Vayerab Einov, And Hashem, it's evil in His eyes, ki ein mishpat, that there is no mishpat among us. And there's a very popular medrash here, v'atuyam es nederes. Nederes l'chashm of eder, a flock. It means the people that practice emes, they're like an isolated group. They're viewed to be extremists. They're viewed to be a bunch of mishagayim. Who'd want to be honest when the entire society is corrupt? It's not in style and fashion to be honest. It's much more fashionable, more in style to behave in a corrupt way. So that's what it means over here. Emes is nederes lashon of an eder. I'll read you the medrash. So not the medrash. It's a gemara. It's gemara mitzvah Sanhedrin of Sadi Zayin. That part of the gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Vatim emes nederes." What does that mean? Amri debay rav melamed shenases adorim adorim, like flocks. Vahilechas la flocks. They like groups of sheep, and they go and they pasture in faraway lands. They're an isolated group of extremists. People who want to be honest. Everyone else in society is corrupt. And some people who want to turn away from evil, they are viewed to be foolish. Why would you want to be honest? It's much more in style, much more fashionable to be foolish. Vayar Hashem is upset. Vayira beinav ki in mishpat is upset. That there is no evil in his eyes. That there is no mishpat. Pasuk Yud Hazayin. Vayar ki in ish. Hashem sees at this point in time that there is no ish. There's not even one good man. One good man that's willing to come forward and to influence other people to follow in the Derech Hayashar. Vayishtoimim. Hashem is in a state of shock, a state of bewilderment. Ki ein mafkia. Mafkia means to pray, to entreat, to come close. And Hashem is in a state of bewilderment. Why doesn't anyone pray? Why doesn't anyone come and mispalo that Mashiach should come? Vatosha. So the other pasuk goes on to say that even in this state of time when the generation is thoroughly corrupt, and there's no one that wants to do good, and there's no one that wants Mashiach to come, Hashem says, in this case, I will bring Mashiach not in the merit of Klal Yisrael, I will bring Mashiach in for my own reasons. Yet, Vatoshalo zero o, Hashem's arm will bring salvation. Vitzidkoso, it's only Hashem's righteousness, He simochosu, that will support. That will support the Jewish people at this very critical moment in time. Now this pasuk is part of a medrash, and the medrash says that there are two Mashiach and come the Ita and Achishana. It's really end of this parakel, the next parak Samach the Ita Achishana, that if Klal Yisrael merits, Mashiach will come, Achishena will come prematurely, will come and become before its destined time. But if we do not merit, then it will come be'ita. And it ties here these two psukim. In this pasuk, it's clear that there's ein ish, we are not deserving. There's no mafkia, there's no one that cares to be mispal that Mashiach should come. That's when Mashiach will come be'ita, and the end of days, the very, very last moment, only because HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what it was His divine plan, for reasons unknown to us, Hashem will bring Geula for His own reasons, not because we deserve it. But then there are other psukim in Tanakh, especially possibly later on, Perek Samach, if I'm not mistaken, where it says, V'ameich kulam tzadikim. And the Medrash parallels V'ameich kulam tzadikim with the pasuk over here, V'yar kiein ish, V'yishtemim kiein mafkia. These two are the two extremes. The Amech, the nation, they're all fully righteous, every single one of them. Verse the pasuk here, Vayar Keinish, there's not even one good man. No one. Vayishtanim ki ein mafkia. So then, in both places, here it's Hashem will still bring Mashiach only because of His reasons, which we do not understand. And the pasuk later on says, Hashem will bring Mashiach because we are indeed deserving. So this is part of a set of psukim. Pasuk Yudzayin, what's going to happen when Hashem will bring Mashiach? Vayilbash Sadaka Kashiryon, like armor, a coat of mail, pieces, little pieces of armor which interlock one to the other. Hashem will bring Sadaka like a Shiryon. This is a very popular medrash, Gemara Masechta. It's a Gemara and it's a medrash. Bava Basra, the major sugis of Basra are in Masechta, the sugis of Tzedakah appear in Masechta Bava Basra. That Tzedakah is like a shiryon, like a coat of armor, mail. Just like armor, there are many little teeny pieces, all of them together interlock,
all you need, you can't have one piece of heavy metal because then you can't move. You have to have small pieces which allow it to be flexible, allows it to move and to take the for the shape of the person's body and to move with him as he walks, as he runs, as he travels. And tzedakah is compared to a coat of mail. I'll read you the Gemara in Bava Basra. Madua hishva kosov tzedakah lishir yon loimar lecha. Just like this coat of armor, kol klipa uklipa, every little piece of metal, mitzdarefes lishiryon gadol, each little piece of metal comes together to produce one large form of protection. Aft tzedakah kol pruta upruta. Each coin the person gives every single day, that combines the berbi cheshbon to be a schus for a person. Okay, so Paul goes further. Who's going to dress himself kavyachol in tzedakah like a shiryon armor? The Choyva Yeshua Birosha, Hashem Kavyach will put a helmet of salvation on his head. By Yilbash Big Day Nakam, he will wear garments of vengeance. Tilboshes, by Yilbash Kama, Big Day Nakam Tilboshes, Hashem will dress himself in garments of vengeance. Vayat Kimi'il Kina, and he will wrap himself, that means to wrap himself, Kami'il, in a garment of jealousy, to punish our enemies. Ke'al gimulos ke'al yishalim chema. Now this is a hard pasuk. Chema litzarof. Now let's see how this is translated in the mitzvah. This is not easy pasuk. Ke'al gimulos. Pasuk yudches. Mitzvah stavit. Ke'al gimulos. Rotzolayma. What does this mean? Kimoy shalavash kina al tashlum gimulos tsore yisrael asher me'oz. Just like Hashem dressed himself in garments of revenge and of garments that represent war in the past, in our history, to save us from our enemies. Go back to the time of Mitzrayim, go back to the times of the Nevi'im and the Shoftim, all the various miracles that Hashem did for Klal Yisrael in the past. That's what Hashem is going to do now, once again, at the time of Moshiach. Again, the words of the Mitzudos, Rotzolaymar, Kimosh, Lov Ashkina, Al Tashlom, Gimulos, Tzore Yisrael, Asher Me'oz, just like Hashem dressed himself in garments of revenge in the past, Kein Ata, likewise now, Yilbash Kina, Hashem will dress himself in garments of revenge, Ala Sher Yishalim Chemo Litzarav, on this that he will pay anger to his enemies. So now we go back to the pasuk, and let's read two more words in the Mitzudos, Gimul Oivav, Kofel Hadover B'mashamas. Now we go back and read the pasuk, Ka'al Gimulos, Ka'al Yishalim. Just like Hashem has paid his due, gemul, punishment. Gemul just means, it means reward or punishment. Depending on if the person deserves reward, he gets reward. That's kindness. But gemul, already in the same context, gemul, right? Gemilas chesed is that you repay them with kindness. But sometimes a person is repaid with punishment. Gemul just means you get what you deserve. Ke'al gemulos, just like Hashem in the past has paid gemul of punishment to the enemies, ke'al yishalem, that's what Hashem will do now. Hashem will once again pay back the enemies of the Jewish people, chemo litzarof, fury, anger to Hashem's enemies, gemul le'oivav, punishment to his enemies, le'iyim, to the nations of the world, he means the islands. But it's used figuratively to refer to the nations of the world. Gemul Yishalem, Hashem will give them what they deserve. So this is a complex pasuk. Let's read it one more time. Ka'al Gemulos, just like Hashem in the past has paid back enemies' punishment. Ka'al Yishalem, that's what Hashem will do now. Hashem will pay in the future. Gemulos is the past. Yishalem is Lashon Asid, the future. Hashem will pay to the enemies in the future what they would deserve. What will be the punishment? It will be Chema Litzarav. It will be fury to the enemies, Gemul Oivav. Two different ways of describing our enemies, Oivav and Tsarav. Loyim, to the nations of the world, who are also referred to here as enemies, Gemul Yishlem, they will get in the future tense, with the Yud in front always means the future, Yishalem. Pasuk Yutes.
We saw in Japan,
what?
The Japan was punished because they arrested a few.
Japan?
Yeah,
okay, I don't know you're that's
they arrested a few Jewish people in the prison.
Okay, it refers in general to all the nations
that
let's go for the Yutas. Pasuk Yutas. The Yiru Mimarov. The Yiru Mimarov. Yiru means fear. Whenever there are two Yuds, it doesn't mean to see. It means fear. The Yiru Mimarov. They will fear Mimarov, the entire world. Mimarov means those who live in the west, as Shem Hashem, Umi Mizrach Shemesh, those from where the sun rises in the east, as Kvodo. So this is a poetic expression that the entire civilized world, which extends from the east to the west, that's a very interesting idea that you don't have in Tanakh. In Tanakh, you don't really have the north and the south. Even though it says about Bavel that Mitzafon Yavo Hara'ah. So that just means that they'll come. They're coming from the east, but the way they're going to travel is they're going to travel up through the north. They don't live in the north. No one lives in the north in Tanakh. In Tanakh, everyone lives either in the east or in the west. The north and the south, it's too cold or too hot. It was not part of the civilized world. And again, when it says concerning Bavel that Mitzafon Yavo Hara'ah, that's how they're going to travel. Because when you travel, the way to go was to go up north and come back down south and come down to Yerushalayim, come down to Eretz Yisrael. But no one's it's a mode of traveling. It's not a place where you're living today. I mean, today it's not today when they travel on the airplanes, because the curvature of the world, you go up north. It's much shorter. It's much shorter to go that way. You save yourself a few hundred miles when you go up north, because the world is round, than if you would go directly across the Atlantic, what appears to be on a map in a linear way. So it's the same idea. I mean, I don't think in that part of the region it's so large where it makes a difference, but that's just the way it was convenient to travel, but it's not a place where they live. And that's what the Pasuk here says, that the Marav and the Mizrach Shemesh, where the sun rises, will fear the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's Pasuk, it's hard to read in one sentence, but it's a poetic expression. V'yiru Mimarav Hashem Hashem, they will fear from the west the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now you have to repeat those words, Nachamal. The Yiru Mimarav, they will fear, repeat the word the Yiru, they will fear Umi Mizrach Shemesh Es Kvodo. They will also fear on the east the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's the Shem Hashem and there's the honor. It's a poetic expression. Ki Yavo Kanor Tzar, it will come like a river. It will come like. Now, Tsar refers here to Goyg u'Magog. Now, Goyg u'Magog is going to conquer the world, and they're going to terrorize the world, and they're going to realize that Goyg u'Magog are the representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in bringing about the Geula Shlema. So, Kiyavu will come, Kanohar, like a river, Tsar the enemy, we'll read the Mitzvahs in a moment, Ruach Hashem, the Spirit of Hashem, Noisesovo. Now, there are two translations for the word nosasa. Either it means a nes, a miracle. So the first interpretation of Rashi, that at this point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will do wondrous things, and the whole world will recognize Hashem, and they'll be terrorized. Or it can mean nosa, means they'll be destroyed. Nosa is a word which refers to moths, or certain types of rodents, worms, which eat, which eat away at wood. So here in this context it means like termites. They will consume, will consume and eat up the nations, these, the enemy, referring to Gog and Magog, which will be recognized as the representatives of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in bringing the Gula Shem for Klal Yisrael, will destroy the Hashem's enemies, and they will consume the enemies of the world the same way worms and rodents and termites consume, and they chip away at material, various types of materials. Let's see the mitzudos pasuk. Can put the mitzudos and pasuk yud tes nimarav kol olam yiftchu mi'ashem mi'mishchum. The entire world will fear Hashem Baruch Hu from the west to the east, the civilized world. Ki yavai kinar tzar. What? Who is? Who will come like a river? Just like a river flows very quickly with strength and vigor, a river, the tsar, the enemy. Who's the enemy in this pasuk? So Rashi says, it's Ratzolayma ba'avur zeh, because of this, yifchadu mehashem. This is the reason why the enemies, the entire civilization will become terrorized. Ki yiru, they will see, asher yavoi, they'll be afraid. Yir, they'll be afraid. Asher yavoi goigu mogoig. Shuatzor, they are the enemies, the Eretz Yisrael. Uvimirutzo yavo, they will come very quickly, kinar like a river. Vyaz, and then when that happens, Ruach Hashem noises sabo, the spirit of Hashem will destroy that tichleinu min ha'olam, and will destroy the enemies from the world, will destroy the enemies of the world, l'chein yifchadu me'Hashem, and that's why they will be afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a little bit, I mean, it's a hard pasuk really to grasp, because it's not really clear what's going on here. But I mean, this is what it says here, is that at this point in time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish the enemies. You have to read all these psukim together. I mean, at least it's a whole series here. It's a whole series starting from Pasuk Tes Zayin. And Hashem sees there's no ish. There's no one in Manklaish that really cares that Mashiach should come. So Hashem is going to bring the Gula for His own sake. And when He brings the Gula, He's going to destroy the enemies. And the enemy, the punishment He's going to bring about to the enemies will be similar to the punishment He brought about to our enemies in the past. And the whole world will be terrorized when this happens, because they will be swept up and destroyed by Gog Magog. How does Gog Magog come into play here exactly? It's not clear. Gog Magog is going to be some type of war. Who are they fighting against? They're fighting against Klal Yisrael L'chayr. They're coming to destroy. In the process of fighting against Klal Yisrael, somehow the whole world is in a state of terror. And they're in a state of recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is indeed the Melech of the world, and everything is happening here for Klal Yisrael, even though they're not deserving, only for the honor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for His own reasons. We do not know. We have no idea who Gog and Magog is. It's not known. We don't know Gog. They're going to be two nations. All the nations are mixed up. We don't know what it means. We have no idea. Some learns all this already happened. We're already living post Gog and Magog. And somehow everything is falling into place for the coming of Eliyahu HaNavi. He's going to come. The Mevaseh, the Geula, Mashiach is going to come. It's not known what these things are. Pasuk Yichof. Now these psukim, we say this in davening every single day. And at this point in time, Uvol Litzion Goyel. And at this point in time, when the world is terrorized, Gog and Magog is coming, and they're being consumed like termites, like they're being eaten up like Noisavo. Suddenly, who will appear on the scene? Eliyahu Hanavi to be Mevaser, that Mashiach is coming. Uvol Litzion Goyel, redemption will come to Tzion. Uleshavei Fesha B'Yakov, among those that do tshuva from sin. Nu'um Hashem, so says Hashem. Now there's a famous drasha, and the drasha is, let me read you, not a drasha, Gemara Masechta Yoma, Amar B'Yochanan, Gedoyla teshuva shenikareves es hagula. Teshuva is great. Now in Elul, it brings gula shenema uvol litzion goel. And the next words are uleshavei fesha biyakov. Matam uvol litzion goel. Why does gula come to go to tzion? Mishum deshavei fesha biyakov. Because people do teshuva, that's why gula will come. Pasuk mem aleph. Vani zos brisi osam mahashem. This is my treaty with them. So says Hashem. This is the treaty I will forge with them. Two things. At this point in time, I'm going to do two things. Number one, Ruach Yashalecha, my spirit. Ruach HaKodesh.
Hashem will deliver a new spirit of prophecy. Ruach HaKodesh, something that we have no idea what this is. Asher lach, which is upon you. Udvarai asher samti b'ficha, and the words which I've put in your mouth, which l'chay refer to Torah, meaning limud, the ability to understand, to speak, understand divrei Torah. Ruach HaKodesh, prophecy, and to two different things. Whole different world. And the one who brings this out is the Mitzudas. It's very powerful because, you know, we say this plastic every single day. I always have no idea what I'm saying. But over here, the Mitzudas explains it. Rashi doesn't really say what these two things are. But the Mitzudas says, look at the Mitzudas, Pasuk Chof Aleph. Vani Zos, for we see Rotzalai, Mahine Al Zos, for the following two things, Echros, I will forge Bris Imohem with Klal Yisrael at the time of Moshiach. Amar Hashem uperish mahi al mahi habris. What is the bris? The Amar Hashem answers, ruach hanivuah, a spirit of prophecy, hashoira olecha, which will rest upon you, ato Yisrael. That's number one. Number two, the divrei hatorah asher samti beficha, which I put in your mouth, lelamdecha, to teach you, hine. Stay Ela, these two things, lo yosudu mi picha, will not depart from your mouth. Kein amar Hashem shliyimushu meyato v'adlo matzoif kolder. So it's unbelievable pasuk. Okay, we say this every single day to know what these words mean. Rashi is silent. Okay, I didn't look in the other Rishonim. And the Mitzudas is not a Rishon, obviously. So, but Mitzudas is brilliant. I love the Mitzudas, it's so clear and pashit. But he says over here, this pshan, the pasuk, ruach yasher alecha is ruach of nevuah, udvarai yasher samti beficha is Torah, lo yamushu mipicha, from your mouth, umipi zaracha, from your children, umipi zera zaracha, from your grandchildren, omar Hashem, so says Hashem me'ata v'ad olam. And there's a beautiful drasha. Okay, this is the Gemara Bava Metzia. And the Gemara Bava Metzia, I'll read you a long version of this Gemara in a moment. But the basic idea is, if a person has children, grandchildren that learn Torah, it's a guarantee from this pasuk that Torah will never depart from his descendants. If there are three generations of grandparents, parent and child, and there's Torah among them, that's muftach, that's a chut hamishulush, loin b'meher yinotek, he's guaranteed for all generations there'll be Torah in the family. And what do Chazal say? That's only when you have that bracha, only at the same time. Only at the same time when you have, they all see each other, they're all there together. I remember, it sticks out of my mind, I once went to a siyum, it was in high school, this goes back 100 years ago, before most of you were born. I went to a siyum and the menahel, he spoke, and okay, so Bach, so a guy makes a siyum, it's like, oh, I have to go to a siyum, one of your friends makes a siyum, so, you know, for lunch, you have to go to the siyum, and he was so happy, he finished himself, and the grandparents came, the grandfather came, and the father came, took it from work, to mechazik, their grandchild, and the boys went, and the menahel spoke, and I see it was Kedai, I remember too much from high school, this I remember, and he spoke and he said, the grandfather was there, who was a very choshva person, the father was a rav, and the grandson, who was a bachman in high school, made the siyum. And the menahel said, you have here three generations of Torah, and they see each other. And he said this pasuk, lo yimushu mipicha, zaracha, Amar Hashem me'ata v'alam. Three generations of Talmidei Chachamim who are together celebrating Torah. It's an unbelievable thing. And they had an impression on me. I'm here today telling you what I heard. I don't remember anything else I learned on that day, for that week. Who knows? But that I remember. And I had no intent even going. I just was forced to go to that event. And here we have it. It always made that impression, three generations. Now let me give you a little Gemara in Bava Metzia. The symbol Gemara, Amar Paranoch, Rabbi Yochanan, Kol Shut Talmud Chacham, Ubenoi Talmud Chacham, Uben Benoi Talmud Chacham, Shuv Ein Torah Pesekas Mizaro Lo Oilam Shinemar. This pasuk, Vani, I, Hashem is speaking, Zos Barisi, this is my treaty. After Hashem says it's going to be Ruch HaKodesh Nebu, and it's going to be Torah, if it's going to be three generations, Lo Yimushu Mabipichum, Pisarachum, 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 Amar Hashem Yatav,
Olam. Now, my Amar Hashem, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ani Arev Lucha Badav Hazeh, I am a guarantor. My Me'atav Olam, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Mikan, Ve'elich, Torah Machazeres, Alachsanya Shulah, Torah will always return. It's natural. Torah will come back to its host to the three generations. And then the Gemara gives a story, beautiful story. Rav Yosef, Yosef Arbein Tanisa, Kadesh Lo Tiposek Ator Mipi Zaroi. He went and he fasted 40 days. Like today they have skulas. They send you in the mail, do this. Best, do it yourself. Don't pay money for someone to do it for you. Do it yourself. He fasted 40 days. Why did he fast 40 days? That his children, he wanted his children to learn. You know, I can bring a story, this made an humble impression on me, is Rav Stern, who was the Mashkiach of Kamenitz, I forgot his name, big Talmud Chacham, Rabbi Chil Michel Stern's father. Rabbi Chil Michel is a goynotzim, he puts out a save every few weeks, every few months, beautiful son. His father was Rav Aaron Stern, I think, Rav Aaron Stern? If I'm not mistaken, Rav Aaron Stern, who was a very holy person, he was the Mashkiach in, I think, in Kamenitz Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael. He died not so long ago. Yisrael Meir, right? Yisrael Meir? Right, so it's his...
Is that from Pasay?
No.
No.
He's from here, East 21st Street.
His father, right? His father?
Yisrael Meir. No.
Grandfather? I don't know. Okay, he must have died, I don't know, 15 years ago. They published a biography. I don't know. I don't remember much of the biography. But one thing I remember, the only thing I remember in the biography is that he had a Talmud. One of the boys, he was the Mashkiach, and the Bacher wasn't learning. Making trouble, this, that, probably a high school, Beis Medrash, whatever it was. And somehow in a conversation that he worked on him, he put a lot of koichos into him, and he mentioned Derech Agav, who became known that he fasted. The Mashkiach, he fasted many, many times. As a schus, that this bacha should not go off the derech. The bacha was a real a very troubled bacha, and the Mashkiach put a lot of koichos into him. I mean, he was a Mashkiach. That's my job, and he worked with him, he learned with him, and he spoke with him, and he felt so. It was so important. Can you imagine? He mamish fasted. I'm like, wow, who would do that? Like it means so much to the Mashkiach that a Bacha should not go off the derech, needs Mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu to guide him in the right way and to take away the distractions, like we learned in the Chazon Ish Tzila. The Ikri is to take me Mispal, not so much as Shiaf Siat Shmaya. A lot of the Siat Shmaya of success in life is just don't be in the wrong place at the wrong time. You see it so many times that you have a bach can go one way or the other way. If you just take away the distractions and the nisyonos and don't put in front of him all of the enticements of this world at the wrong time and the wrong place, the Nela he'll stay straight long enough to get over the hump. So that's what he did. He fasted. So that's really what he did over here in this Gemara. He had children. He very much wanted his children to be matzliach. So he fasted 40. It's not so hard to believe. Parent has children. What else do they have in this world but your children? You want them to be Talmidei Chachamim. He fasted 40 days. And this Chus Hashem should protect my children to remove, as the Chazon Ish's Tefillah, remove the distractions. They should get over the hump and they should stay good. And then what did he do next? So he had a dream. The Gemara tells Bav Metzia Ve'akri Yua. They read him in Shemayim. Lo Yamushu Mipicha. Your tefillos have been accepted. Your 40 fasts have been accepted. Your children are guaranteed to survive this world. They'll be okay. They'll be okay. Then what he did, he wasn't happy. Wasn't finished. Yosef Arboim Tanisa Acharine. He fasted another 40 days. Why? Grandchildren. I want my grandchildren to make sure they stay okay. Not so pashit. It's a very complicated world. Yosef Arboim Tanisach Acharine. And then he had a dream in Shemayim. They read to him, Lo Yamushu Mipicha Umipi Zaracha. He had a dream, and in the dream they read him the second part of the pasuk. Your grandchildren, they're okay. What did he do? Not satisfied. He fasted another 40 days. Yosef, Meya. Now here it says Meya. Here I hear a story, 100.
The first two, I didn't even notice this when I prepared this. The first one was 40. The second one was 40. The third one was Yoshev Meotani Sa'achriti. 100 more fast days. Asa v'ikri Yuhu, they came to him in a dream and they read to him the whole pasuk. Lo yamushu mipicha, your children, mipi zaracha, mipi zera zaracha, three generations. Abar, so he said, I'm finished. No more fasting. Now I'm going to celebrate. Why? I'm guaranteed. Once I have a guarantee for three generations, we typically do yourself, your children. Here it appears that his children, his grandchildren, his great grandchildren, that's what appears. Lo yitzirichna, no more in tzarch, ani lutzum yosem mishum Torah machzeres alach san yishla. Once you have a guarantee of three generations, that's the Gemara's drasha. Lo yamushu, Tar will always come back and come back to the previous generation. Okay, so that concludes this parak. Very powerful. Very powerful. Pasuk says, "Davening every day should be mechav. Tachshu mechav. Mechav for your children, your grandchildren, great grandchildren. It should always be good and give you nachas." Okay, 30. Okay, we'll stop here now.